It's World AIDS Day today, and despite huge advancements in the past 30 years, there's a lot more work to be done to combat the virus. There are 37 million people living with HIV around the world. In Australia, up to 25,000 people are currently infected, but the rate has stabilised at about 1,000 new cases annually. There'll be vigils tonight for them and those who've passed away across the country. But one in Melbourne will be particularly poignant. After her son's death, a mother stitched a panel for the Australian AIDS Memorial Quilt. But somehow it ended up in Sydney's Powerhouse Museum, and a Victorian quilting chapter has worked for over a decade to bring it home. Rachel Brown reports.
I'm walking up the beautiful old stairs of Melbourne's old Braille Library, which is now South Yarra's Positive Living Centre, with John Hall from the Victorian AIDS Council. And over here in a prominent spot, we have the quilt of Darren Olver that's taken 14 years to bring back from New South Wales.
14 years to get it back from the Powerhouse Museum. The museum saw it as an artefact, an archival piece of history. And I said, that's where we're different. We see this as a living document. And they said, we're not denying access for the family to come to have a look at the quilt panel. There are now cheap airfares available. So I let that statement sit there heavily in the air. And I said, but don't you think the family have already paid the highest price possible with the death of their son?
You put such a lot of love in every stitch. He would have loved it. He would have loved the fact that some of his family members stitched parts of it.
In her kitchen in Melbourne's northeast, Cheryl Olver recounts funny and touching memories of her son Darren, who'd lived with AIDS for nearly a decade, but died in 1994, aged 29.
For me, his smile lit up the room. Yeah, I miss him greatly.
This must be a hard time of year for you.
This day is a mixture of grief, but I look around the room and I see such hope and so many fantastic people doing their best to alleviate living expenses and worries and all sorts of problems.
Recent statistics put it at 1,000 new cases annually, which has come down dramatically. Deaths from that also down because of antiretrovirals. Is that bittersweet progress for you?
Oh, definitely. He possibly would still be alive. I mean, I would have loved to have seen my son grow into his middle age and further on. Well, I try not to look back, quite frankly. I'm happy for the other people. I hope they take their medicine.
We're sitting under a very cheeky, stubborn-looking picture of Darren as a little kid. You said he was stubborn all his life and you had to send drugs overseas for him at one point.
I was a nervous wreck. Well, he used to phone once a week and fill us in on what he was doing in London or wherever he happened to be. And he said, I think I need my tablets. I thought, I know this is illegal. You can't send these things overseas. So I got a Cadbury's dairy milk, chocolate box, took some of the chocolates out. I probably ate them. Hid the tablets, the medication underneath the foil and all that stuff. You know, I mean, a five-year-old could have found it. But I was expecting a knock on the door from customs or somebody asking me what in the hell I was doing.
There have been great leaps in medicine since then, but a cure is still some years away. John Hall thinks the health issue has fallen off the political and social agenda, and he'd like to see pre-exposure prophylaxis drugs added to the pharmaceutical benefits scheme.
Where it's applied overseas, dramatic results are coming about, great declines in HIV transmissions and diagnoses.
Cheryl Olver again.
When it's not in people's faces, on billboards, on the television, wherever, it's forgotten. It's heartbreaking to think 1,000 people, that's far too many, to be infected every year.
Cheryl Olver, mother of AIDS victim Darren Olver, ending that report by Rachel Brown.